Oh, yes, Cora.
Mr. Brown, you got gas?
No, Cora, nobody got no gas.
Mr. Brown, I think you sitting up here farting at the table.
I told you, Cora, that is not me. If that was me, I'd melt everything in this house. Set it on fire, Cora.
Mr. Brown.
That's that pipe upstairs. I told Jesus he need to go up there and lay some pipe.
I've been telling him the very same thing ever since he's been here. Good morning.
Good morning, Miss...
Ignat.
Edna.
Ignat, Edna.
I'm sorry, but I thought my food was upsetting your stomach, Mr. Brown.
No, Cora, you know I love your cooking. But the people at the church, they can't stand it.
What?
Quiet is kept, that's why Pastor ain't been preaching. You messed up his intestines. Tore his lower intestines right out of his body.
Que mi padre quiere decir visitarme después de tres años y no hemos hablado para nada.
Cora, he's not saved. He's speaking in tongues. Let him have his way. Rock like, this is how you rock.
Mr. Brown.
Holy Ghost.
Yeah, be serious. Jesus, are you okay? What's wrong?
My father's coming to visit me. He's going to be here this afternoon.
Really? Well, that's something to rejoice about.
Not really. I've been keeping a big secret from him.
I knew it. You done come out the closet, haven't you? I knew it. The way you was looking at me with lust in your eyes and love in your heart for me.
I knew it. That's why that boy hasn't been to my room.
No, Edna, I think it's something else.
Actually, I told my father that I graduated from law school 3 years ago.
Oh, well, why would you tell him that? You still got a year left to go.
I know, I didn't want to disappoint him. His dream has always been for me to be a big-shot rich lawyer with a huge house with servants.
Oh, really? You're going to be a rapper? Now, go fix that pipe, will you?
Mr. Brown.
Mr. Brown.
Do you have gas?
I told y'all, that ain't me.
Anyway, what are you going to do about it, huh?
I don't know. I'm not sure. If only I really did have a huge house with servants. Wait a second. A cook? A maid? And a butler?
What? You talking about butler, me?
Yeah, I need you to pretend to be a butler for a day.
Unless you spell your name J-E-S-U-S, I'm not doing it.
I do.
Can you walk on water? Exactly. I'm not serving nobody but the Lord. I'm not going to be no servant. You ain't going to get me to do it. Carver, don't ask me no more. I told you I'm not doing it, and don't ask me.
Come on, Mr. Brown. Jesus is a good man, Daddy. Please. Please.
Carter, get out of my face. That's not going to work this time. I told you I'm not doing it.
He's only staying one night, Brown. Please.
I refuse to dress up looking like a penguin. Now, look here. I'm not going to be dressing and walking around looking like a servant. I have my dignity.
And yet you dress like that.
Miss Edna, come on. We're going to get our costumes. And I'm going to be the cook.
Ooh, I think I'll be the upstairs maid.
We're going to have so much fun.
Well, what about me? What can I be?
Brad, we're not going to beg you. Come on, Cora, let's go.
Cora, you can beg me. Cora, come beg your daddy. Don't make me beg you to come beg me to beg me, Cora. I can be Benson. I want to play.
Thanks for the suit, Colonel. I appreciate it. I'll have it back in a couple days. Hey, London. I've been looking for you all day.
No, can't talk to you right now. I gotta go get ready. My dad is coming to visit me.
Me too.
Well, why is my dad coming to visit you?
No, my father's coming to see me. I need to ask you a favor.
Last season, burn that suit.
No, not that, London. It's something else.
Oh, well, I told you I'm busy. He's flying in just to see me and take me to dinner.
Great. You can introduce him to your new boyfriend.
Which one?
This one, me.
Was that you last night? Wow. I should really stop drinking.
London, I need you to pretend to be my girlfriend for a day.
Why?
So I can impress my father.
Well, I think that falls under personal appearances, and my manager charges a lot for that.
Please, London, please. I don't have a lot of money. I need this favor, please.
I know. You don't have a lot of money. And that sucks.
Okay. Would you do this for me?
Well, I guess helping a minority is like serving my community service. And I'll get frequent flyer miles, right?
Yes, yes, you will. You will get lots of them.
The unauthorized use of any cameras or electronic devices of any kind is strictly prohibited. I am not responsible for any damage, physical or emotional.
Okay, that's
fine. I'm not done yet. No eye contact, no touching, no pet names, and nothing French.
Okay, so you're gonna do it, right?
Do what?
He's here, everybody! Jesus Father is here!
Is this the Hernandez residence?
Oui, chérie.
Francisco Hernandez.
Mademoiselle Edna.
Now may I kiss your hand?
That would be a good start. I love the way you roll your tongue when you see Hernandez. Entrez-vous, monsieur. Monsieur, your visitor is here. Your puppy.
Papa, it's so good to see you.
Jesus, mi hijo.
Pasado tanto tiempo, ¿cómo estás?
Muy bien, gracias.
Siéntate. Welcome to my home.
Gracias.
I want you to meet my beautiful girlfriend. Baby!
Who are you talking to?
Baby, my father's here.
Oh, I'm baby.
London Sheridan's, that's your girlfriend?
Yep, this week.
You must be Mr. Hernandez.
And she must be the reason why you never call.
Welcome to our country. It's so nice to meet you.
Thank you.
I believe the term is grassy ass.
Nice. Rich, smart, and bilingual.
No, you silly alien. I only like boys. I'm gonna go upstairs and do some girlfriend stuff.
Okay, baby, how about a kiss before you...
Don't touch me!
She's not so good at public displays of affection.
Oh, that's not what I heard, son. I saw the video.
Papa, where are you going?
I'm gonna go get my stuff.
Please, let my butler get them.
You have a butler?
Of course I have a butler. I said, of course I have a butler.
Oh, yeah.
This is Leroy Brown, my butler.
Yes, hello, how are you this afternoon, sir? Cheerio. Tap, tap on this.
Here are my keys. My stuff's in the car.
Wait,
what are you waiting for? Don't spend it all in one place.
Papa, let me show you the rest of the house. Yes. It's real nice upstairs.
All right. Please. You know, you should really explain to Leroy the difference between a butler and a bellboy.
Yeah, I know you didn't just call me boy. Them days are over.
Bellboy Brown, what the hell is that you got on your head?
This is a touffle.
A what?
Two to the flay.
How's your drink, Papa?
This margarita has no kick.
Kick him, all right. Let me kick him right
here. Leroy, where's the tequila?
It's up in the alcohol store with all other alcohol. Here are your keys. Where's the tequila?
Did you see that? Why don't you fire him?
I can't fire Mr. Brown. There's something I should tell you.
Sorry. Saw a little fly on your shoulder.
Okay, but first, a toast. Vamos. To my son, Jesus. I always knew you could do it. My belief in you has paid off. I am so very proud of you. Is anything wrong?
I think that's the first time I've heard you say that you are proud of me.
Ah, of course I'm proud of you. And if I was still talking to your mother, esa sucia mujer que... I would call her and tell her.
What do you want to tell her? Nothing. I forgot.
Okay, well, I have something else to tell you. I decided to spend more time with my successful son. My business can take care of itself. Jesus, I'm moving in!
Are you sure, Jesus? I need to speak with you now. Now!
Papa, ahorita vengo. Yes, Mr. Brown?
Yes, Mr. Brown. Now, don't come here trying to talk all night. Look, I'm going to tell you this, and I'm going to tell you once, I'm going to tell you twice. He can't stay here. He is not welcome.
Mr. Brown, calm down.
Ain't nobody calming down,
Corey. Mr. Brown, I'm going to take him out to dinner. I'll tell him the truth at the restaurant, I promise.
I tell you what, if you don't tell him, I'm going to make you an orfino tadeo. You got that? I'm not playing this.
Jesus, what do we eat here? Leroy, go out and get us some tequila, huh? London, why don't you call up some of your amiguitas?
I can do that.
Hey, Cora, fry us up something.
And what do you want me to do?
We'll handle that later.
You're gonna need a shot.
We're gonna have us a big pachanga!
You better stop cussing in my house.
Mr. Brown, pachanga means a big festive celebration.
Well, what happens at P.F. Changa stays at P.F. Changa.
See. Oh, I think I'll go in the garage and see if I can find me a sombrero.
Okay, listen up. Ain't nobody having no chimichangas or no pico changas or nothing in this house, because I'm sick of it. I tell you what, either you do it or I'm going to deport him myself. You going to get him out of here.
Calm.
I'm not playing.
Calm down, Mr. Brown. I'm going to talk to him. Hold on.
Mr. Brown, I will tell him. I promise. I'll tell him the truth. Gosh, baby. This is way too much. I can't handle this.
Oh! You are breaking rule number 13, mister. Just leave it alone. No touching.
Bye.
Oh. Hi, Daddy. You're at the airport? When are you going to be here? You're not coming, but you promised you were... Oh, well, business first. No, I understand. All right, bye. Oh, wait, Daddy? Daddy? Hello?
This is quite a house.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
That wasn't a compliment. Jesus, with all the money you have, we should get a better house. This place is a dump.
I know you ain't saying... Monsieur, have a seat. Right here. Scoot up close. Yeah, scoot up.
That's enough.
I don't want you to get nothing on your nice little zoot suit.
I like this house, Papa.
So do I.
You would, Leroy. This place looks like it was decorated by Bed Bath and Beyond Ugly.
Okay, look, that's it. Either you tell him or I'm about to tell him.
Tell me what?
Nothing.
Hot stuff. And I don't mean the chicken.
You know, you remind me of the first woman I ever loved.
Ooh, how romantic. Who was she? A lovesick senorita or an insatiable flamingo dancer?
No, she was my abuelita.
Abuelita? What a beauty. Wait a minute. Doesn't that mean grandmama?
Yes. She was a sweet old woman.
Let's see, you don't have your napkin on. Let me help you. There we go.
Miss Edna!
That's a little tight! How is that?
Choke him at it.
A little too tight!
Ta-da! Smothered chicken.
Smothered? It looks more like it's suffocated.
Cooking,
Jesus, I don't like the way your cook's holding the knife.
Miss Cora's not my cook.
Then who is she?
She's my boss's daughter.
Your boss? And who's your boss?
You're looking at him now, Pancho.
That's your boss?
Yep.
Leroy!
They call me Mr. Brown.
If he is your boss, then what do you do around here?
I'm the handyman.
You mean you're the janitor?
If that's what you'd rather call me, I'm okay with that.
Well, I'm not okay with that. I didn't sacrifice all my life, work 7 days a week so that you could push a broom. I thought you wanted to be a lawyer.
That's what you wanted me to be, a lawyer. I never wanted that for myself. That was you.
Excuse me. Jesus, what are you talking about? Jesus, get back here.
Mister, you're the one with the problem, Mr. Hernandez. You don't have nothing nice to say about anyone, not even your own son.
Yes, I do.
Don't let me finish. He lied because he wanted your approval. He went through all of this. Just to make you proud of him. And this is how you treat him.
And he still ain't fixed them pipes.
Mr. Brown, lay off the pipe.
Okay, fine. I'll go talk to him.
I think that'll be good.
Hey, what are you doing out here?
Hey. I'd rather not talk about it. Where's your dad?
Not coming.
What happened?
Well, it's the same as always. Something came up. So I bought myself a tennis bracelet to make me feel better. He says it's business, but I know he just doesn't want to come and see me.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, my father and I just had a big fight.
At least he came to visit.
Not really. He just cares about his son, the lawyer. He's too busy to know the real me.
That's how I feel. I just wish for once my dad would come and spend time with me instead of spend his money on me.
That's my dad's number one concern, too, money. I guess we're on the same boat, huh?
Not exactly. Mine's a yacht.
Hey, thanks for pretending to be my girlfriend. Even if it was just for one day.
Anytime. No. Still no. You know the rules.
See, Cora, this is what lying will do to you. The Bible says a liar won't tarry. And this is why we tired now. We just tired from lying.
Hey, guys. Look, I appreciate everything you did for me, but I really should have told my father the truth from the beginning.
Jesus, you are a good man, and I would be proud to have you as my son.
I'd be proud just to have you.
You hear that? Now, I'd be proud if you go up there and fix that pipe.
No problem, Mr. Brown. I'll get my tools and fix it.
All right, thank you. Whoa! Look like somebody got baptized. I hope they exercise the mean daddy demons you got.
I deserve it.
Shh. Shh, shh, shh. Y'all hear that? Sound like an apology. Nope, it left the room.
What happened?
It's okay, Jesus. I fixed the pipe. Mira, hijo, when I first got to this country, I was also a janitor.
I'm sorry I lied to you, Papa.
Jesus, you're my son. You can tell me anything. So what if you're not a big fancy lawyer yet? Hold on. Does that mean that London's not your girlfriend?
Yeah, that's what it means.
I'm gonna go change my clothes.
Okay.
How about my butlering? Did you like my butlering?
What happened to your hair?
Well, it looked too much like yours, and I didn't want you to be jealous.
Here you go, Leroy. Keep the change.
What is this? What am I gonna do with $20? Jesus, you better hold me back, because I'm about to kill your dad. You don't know me. I'll fight your eyes out.